Male masturbation techniques that make you last longer in sex. Masturbation is the closest thing to sex. If you think about it, that's very true. You see, when you play with yourself, you'll realize that your body goes through the same sexual motions and feelings as when having sex. Actually, your body has a hard time differentiating between the two. That's why you end up ejaculating in both cases. To put it plainly, masturbation is good practice for real sex. So it goes without saying that if you can train yourself correctly to last longer during masturbation, chances are you'll last longer during sex too. But here's the catch. The reverse is also true. That's right. It's like a double-edged sword. If you get addicted to the wrong male masturbation techniques, you'll end up ejaculating even faster when the real thing happens in bed. And you don't want that now, do you? So it all depends on how you're touching yourself. But this is one of those benefits of masturbation that is worth looking into. Don't you agree? And that's why, if you want to learn the right male masturbation techniques to please yourself and boost your sexual stamina too, you'll want to read this now. To begin with, when we talk about the correct way to pleasure yourself, we aren't talking about positions or techniques. We're talking about involving your mind in the process and gaining something else apart from self-pleasure from the act. Visualize it this way. Your target is not the ultimate orgasm, but the journey towards it. Don't worry, you'll see how in a few minutes. But wait, before you can properly use any of the following male masturbation techniques to last longer in bed, you'll first need to understand your male sexual arousal cycle. You see, during intercourse, your body goes through four distinct stages of sexual arousal that you really need to understand if you are to gain any success in delaying your ejaculation. These are the arousal phase, plateau phase, point of no return, and the resolution phase. You particularly need to familiarize yourself with the signs and feelings you feel at each stage, the transition points or markers from one stage to another, and more importantly, how to identify your point of no return. And the best way to grasp your sexual arousal is through masturbation, which, unlike during sex, you have all the time in your hands and you're under no pressure whatsoever to please anyone else. But first, check out one of the best emergency male masturbation techniques that doesn't require special knowledge of the sexual arousal cycle. Masturbation before sex. Most men have confessed to this technique being extremely helpful, to the extent of claiming it's one of the best male masturbation techniques when you need that extra stamina at short notice. And I tend to agree with them. Simply put, gratify yourself before having sex, and the rationale behind this is simple too. As you probably know, most men are not able to repeat an orgasm within a short period of time. This is because the initial release of semen and sexual tensions that had built up in your body causes your body to go into a refractory period, a duration of time after a climax where you cannot achieve another orgasm. Let me explain further. You've probably noticed that once you ejaculate, your penis becomes desensitized or numb, making it less sensitive to stimulation. Also, as a result of the semen release, there's less buildup of semen, therefore less pressure to ejaculate. As a result, your body generally becomes less sensitive and sexually responsive to stimulation during this male refractory period. What this means in layman's terms is that it'll take you longer to get sexually aroused again and achieve another ejaculation. How long, you ask? How about 2 or 3 times longer than you normally do? Yep, most men testify to the fact that you can easily double or triple your staying power in bed this way. So unless you're having spontaneous, spur-of-the-moment sex, this is one of the quick and easy male masturbation techniques to prolong sex that you should try. And guess what? You've got the doctor's blessings too. You don't have to feel funny or embarrassed to have to do this. Many sexual therapists recommend prior masturbation as a legitimate, natural, and highly effective way to last longer in the sack. Which brings us to your next question. How long should you masturbate before sex? Well, this varies from man to man. Male masturbation surveys indicate that younger lads in their early 20s can be up and running again within 30 minutes, while understandably, older guys may need an hour or two. Every man is unique, though, so the best way to know your refractory period is to try it out yourself. See how soon you're able to get an erection and ejaculate again. Then use that time leverage to your advantage when you plan your next lovemaking session with your lover. Believe me, once you get a handle on this simple technique, you can easily outlast your wife or girlfriend whenever you make love. Wouldn't you love that? As effective as it is in providing instant stamina, it only works in the case of planned sex, not spontaneous sex, as you wouldn't have time to masturbate beforehand. Here's how to use male masturbation techniques to give you an all-round sexual endurance. Prolonged self-gratification. Slow male masturbation. Before we continue, let me make something clear. It's completely okay to masturbate once in a while just to release the pent-up sexual tensions in your body. That's healthy masturbation. But if you routinely and excessively masturbate quickly for the sole purpose of only pleasing yourself, you're basically conditioning your mind and body to do the same during sex. Instead, you should reserve more time whenever you are spanking the monkey, so to speak, and make those self-stimulations last as long as possible using a technique called edging. Once you slow things down, you'll become more aware of how your body responds to sexual stimulation. You'll be surprised how prolonging ejaculation during masturbation has an amazing effect on your sexual stamina. How to slow down masturbation, last longer masturbation. And to start you off, here are three common male masturbation techniques that are very good at delaying ejaculation when jilling off. And before you know it, you'll have a better understanding of your sexual arousal and much better control over your ejaculation. These are known as the squeeze technique, stop and start technique, and dry orgasm technique. If you're like me, I know you'd want to take it to the next level. You can do that by learning these strategic variations to the start and stop technique that not only make it more effective in controlling your ejaculation, but also helps you achieve faster results. Please yourself now and please her forever. The best thing about these male masturbation techniques is that they're designed to not only improve your ejaculatory control, but also maximize your self-enjoyment too. This means you'll never get bored while you choke the chicken. What's a fun way to build up your sexual stamina? As you'll soon see, once you master the art of male masturbation, you'll gain the kind of sensational sexual stamina that'll guarantee you to always deliver your lover to her sexual seventh heaven. Not once or twice, but every time you make love to her. And you wonder why she wants to be your sex slave. P.S. Believe it or not, for many men, there is no need for fancy sprays, creams, pills, or other expensive products that claim to treat premature ejaculation. With your own pair of hands, these male masturbation techniques and these male masturbation tips, you have all you need to tremendously supercharge your sexual stamina and start enjoying sex that really lasts. Your sex life now lies in your own hands, literally. Don't knock masturbation. It's sex with someone you love. Woody Allen.